News 18 Daybreak. The perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.
Hello and welcome to News 18's morning podcast, Daybreak. I'm Pathikrit Sengupta. While there's understandably a pandemic of coronavirus-related news all around, let's have a listen to some other big stories. In a new twist to the Mumbai drug bust case, a witness of the Narcotics Control Bureau, or NCB, on Sunday claimed that the probe agency had asked him to sign blank papers and that there was a demand of Rs. 25 crore bribe to let off Bollywood superstar Shah Rukh Khan's son Aryan, an allegation that was rubbished by the NCB. Prabhakar Sail, 40, a driver of absconding alleged private investigator KP Gosavi, whose selfie with Aryan Khan went viral, claimed that he is a personal bodyguard to Gosavi. In a purported video, Prabhakar claimed that he is scared of Vankhede and for his life. He also claimed in the video that his signatures were taken on blank papers by the NCB officials. There was discussion of a bribe to Sameer Vankhede. I collected Rs. 50 lakh in cash, Prabhakar said in Marathi. Prabhakar told media persons that he had overheard Gosavi telling one Sam D'Souza over the phone after Aryan Khan was brought to the NCB office following the October 3 raid on the Goa-bound ship about a demand of Rs. 25 crore and to settle at Rs. 18 crore as they have to give Rs. 8 crore to Sameer Vankhede, the zonal director of NCB. Prabhakar said that after the raid, Gosavi, accompanied by NCB officials, took Aryan Khan in a white Innova car to the NCB office. Prabhakar stated he and D'Souza followed Gosavi in another car. He claimed that D'Souza and Gosavi later went to Lower Parel, where a blue-coloured Mercedes car carrying Shah Rukh Khan's manager Pooja Dadlani arrived at a particular spot. Gosavi and Dadlani sat in that car and started talking. They all left after 15 minutes. Prabhakar claimed that Gosavi last called him on October 21 and told him that he was not in the country. He said he would surrender before the police soon, Prabhakar stated. Prabhakar, who has prepared a notarized affidavit and claimed to have submitted in court, also said that Rs. 50 lakh was delivered to Gosavi by two persons and he later returned Rs. 38 lakh. The NCB responded to the claims in an official statement saying Prabhakar was a witness in the case which is before the court and sub judice, he needed to submit his prayer to the Honourable Court rather than through social media if he has anything to say. The statement signed by NCB DDG Mota Ashok also added that Vankhede has categorically denied the allegations. As some of the contents of the affidavit relate to vigilance matters, I am hereby forwarding the affidavit to Director General Narcotics Control Bureau and requesting him for further necessary action, the statement said. Earlier, a top official of the NCB on the condition of anonymity had told CNN News 18 that the claims made by the said person are not backed by proper evidence or proof to substantiate the same. If NCB was involved in extortion, they should provide CDR details, CCTV footage, etc. to second these claims. If payments were received as per the claims, then why was the said accused shown as arrested, the official added. Meanwhile, Vankhede on Sunday requested Mumbai Police Commissioner to ensure no legal action is falsely carried out against him based on ulterior motives. Vankhede, in a letter to the Commissioner, said that some unknown persons are involved in initiating legal action against him in relation to the drug bust case. Vankhede, in his letter, also referred to Jain's statement in which he said that he has forwarded Prabhakar's affidavit to the Director General of NCB, requesting for necessary action. The Shiv Sena has meanwhile reacted to the sensational bribe revelation, calling it shocking. Sharing a video, Shiv Sena leader Sanjay Raut asked the police to take suo motu cognizance into the matter. An NCB team led by Vankhede earlier this month allegedly seized drugs on board a cruise ship off the Mumbai coast, following which Aryan Khan was arrested on October 3. He is currently lodged in the Arthur Road Jail in Mumbai. His bail application is likely to be heard by the Bombay High Court on October 26. The time for sidelining the people of Jammu has come to an end, and now both Kashmir and Jammu will be developed together, Home Minister Amit Shah told a public rally on Sunday. Shah is on a 3-day visit to Jammu and Kashmir, his first after the centre revoked the erstwhile state special status and bifurcated it into union territories on August 5, 2019. Addressing the rally in Bhagwati Nagar area, the Home Minister said no one will now be able to create any hurdle in the development of Jammu and Kashmir. He said, Rs 12,000 crore worth of investment has already come to the Union Territory and the government aims at a total of Rs 51,000 crore by the end of 2022. If the youths join the development of Jammu and Kashmir, terrorists will fail in their sinister design, he asserted. The Home Minister said the government is aiming that no civilian gets killed in violence and terrorism is wiped out from Jammu and Kashmir. Shah arrived at the well-attended rally amid thunderous applause and sloganeering by people. Police and paramilitary personnel were deployed in strength in and around the venue. Captain Babar Azam and Mohammad Rizwan smashed unbeaten half centuries as Pakistan crushed India by 10 wickets to register their first win over their arch rivals in a 2020 World Cup on Sunday. Chasing 152 for victory, Babar, who got 68, and Rizwan, who got 79, took apart the Indian bowling as they steered their team home with 13 balls to spare in Dubai. Left-arm quick Shaheen Shah Afridi set up the victory, their first over their neighbours in 6 attempts in the tournament, with figures of 3 for 31 that kept down India to 151 for 7, despite a valiant 57 from skipper Virat Kohli. In the immediate aftermath of the victory, celebratory gunfire erupted in the Pakistan cities of Islamabad and Karachi. Babar and Rizwan went on the attack from the start with boundaries inside the power play. The first 6 overs, when only 2 fielders are allowed outside the inner circle, to set the tone for their chase. The dew did not help the Indian bowlers, who regularly wiped the moisture of the ball with their towels, while the openers kept the score ticking and got the occasional 4s and 6s. The batting pair kept up the charge as Babar reached his 50 with a 6 off spinner Varun Chakravarti to get the Pakistan crowd dancing with joy. Rizwan raised his 50 with a boundary off pace bowler Jasprit Bumrah and then raced past his captain, hitting 6 4s and 3 6s in his 55 ball knock. Babar hit the winning runs to turn a new page in Pakistan-India rivalry. Earlier, Afridi returned with figures of 3 for 31 after a lethal first spell to hurt India, who elected to field first in the Super 12's encounter, watched by 20,000 in the stadium and a global TV audience of hundreds of millions of fans across the globe. Kohli scored his 29th T20 50 to help the team rebuild before being caught behind of Afridi as Pakistan dismissed the star batsman for the first time in a T20 World Cup game. Afridi struck the first blow with an express delivery that swung in to trap Rohit Sharma LBW for a first ball duck, and the bowler celebrated with a trademark open arm gesture. Kohli walked in amid raucous applause from the Indian fans, who was soon silenced by another ripper from Afridi in his second over. The 1.98-meter bowler got KL Rahul with a delivery that came in sharply to take the batsman's thigh pad and rattle the stumps. Kohli and new batter Surya Kumar Yadav attempted to hit back with some positive shots as they smashed Afridi for a 6 each. Wicketkeeper Mohammad Rizwan then pulled off a superb diving catch to cut short Yadav's stay at the wicket, with quick bowler Hasan Ali striking in his first over. Yadav made 11. Rishabh Pant joined Kohli in the middle, and the left-right batting pair rebuilt the innings and took India to 60 for 3 at the end of 10 overs. Pant, a wicketkeeper batsman who survived a close caught-behind call of one of his attempted reverse sweeps, kept up the charge with adventurous stroke play. He hit Ali for 2 successive sixes, but finally fell to Shadab Khan's leg spin in the next over, top-edging a ball that went high and into the hands of the bowler. Pant made 39 of 30 balls. Kohli stood firm to soak up the pressure to get to his 50 in 45 balls. Facebook in India has been selective in curbing hate speech, misinformation and inflammatory posts, particularly anti-Muslim content, according to leaked documents obtained by the Associated Press, even as its own employees cast doubt over the company's motivations and interests. From research as recent as March of this year to company memos that date back to 2019, the internal company documents on India highlight Facebook's constant struggles in quashing abusive content on its platforms in the world's biggest democracy and the company's largest growth market. Communal and religious tensions in India have a history of boiling over on social media and stoking violence. The files show that Facebook has been aware of the problems for years, raising questions over whether it has done enough to address these issues. Many critics and digital experts say it has failed to do so, especially in cases where members of Prime Minister Narendra Modi's ruling Bharatiya Janata Party, the BJP, are involved. Across the world, Facebook has become increasingly important in politics, and India is no different. Modi has been credited for leveraging the platform to his party's advantage during elections, and reporting from the Wall Street Journal last year cast doubt over whether Facebook was selectively enforcing its policies on hate speech to avoid blowback from the BJP. Both Modi and Facebook chairman and CEO Mark Zuckerberg have exuded bonhomie, memorialized by a 2015 image of the two hugging at the Facebook headquarters. The leaked documents include a trove of internal company reports on hate speech and misinformation in India. In some cases, much of it was intensified by its own recommended feature and algorithms, but they also include the company staffers' concerns over the mishandling of these issues and their discontent expressed about the viral malcontent on the platform. According to the documents, Facebook saw India as one of the most at-risk countries in the world and identified both Hindi and Bengali languages as priorities for automation on violating hostile speech. Yet, Facebook didn't have enough local language moderators or content flagging in place to stop misinformation that at times led to real-world violence. In a statement to the AP, Facebook said it has invested significantly in technology to find hate speech in various languages, including Hindi and Bengali, which has resulted in reduced amount of hate speech that people see by half in 2021. Right, everyone, that's all for today, but we will be back again tomorrow with a fresh dose of news for you. In the meantime, don't forget to subscribe to the newsletter Daybreak at news18.com. And do follow the website for more news and developments. Thank you for listening. Stay safe and have a very good day.
News 18 Daybreak, the perfect way to get you started and informed for the day ahead.